الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our Creator, our Lord, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, and especially the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. May peace and blessing of Allah be upon all of them, upon their families, and upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, His last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, be mindful of Allah, as you ought to be mindful of Him, and do not die except you are Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the faith of Islam. May Allah accept our humble efforts, our ibadah, our devotion, all our good deeds. Inshallah. As you all know, Islam emphasizes both faith and good deeds. Faith without good deeds is not very acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Kabura maqtan inda Allah an taqulu ma la taf'alun. O you who believe, why you say that which you do not do? It is odious. It is grievously odious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you say something which you do not do. So action is very important. But I want to emphasize today what makes an action Islamic action. An action is not Islamic simply because a Muslim does it, or some Muslims do it, or maybe a large number of Muslims do it. It does not become Islamic simply because some Muslims are doing it. It has certain rules, and those rules have to be applied. And by those rules, we can recognize that the action is Islamic or not Islamic. So, the action has to be right action and good action. And I want to emphasize both. Right action and good action. Right means that it is according to the Quran and the Sunnah. If somebody goes against the Quran and the Sunnah and it's not approved by the Quran and the Sunnah, then of course it is not right. But also has to be done in the nice manner, in the appropriate manner. Sometimes people do right thing, but they don't use the right method. They don't use the right tone, the right opportunity, right time, the right way of speaking to the person. So it is important that one has to use the what is right and also in a good manner, in a proper manner. What is hikmah? One has to use the hikmah. And what is hikmah? Hikmah is فعل ما ينبغي كما ينبغي. Do what is appropriate the way it is appropriate. So if something is good and right and good, that means it is Islamic. And for Muslims, one has to make sure that I'm doing the right thing, whether it is accepted or not accepted, whether it brings fruit, results, or does not bring the results. Of course, we should try to see the results come. But even if the results do not come, what counts is that you are doing it right, doing the right thing. If you do something right, inshallah, you receive the reward for that. Whether you saw the result or not, you did not see the result. The result might come later, or the result might not come in this world. But for us, the important thing is that we have done the right thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Zalzal, يَوْمَ إِذِنْ يَسْطُرُنَّ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. When the people from diverse background, they will come on that day so that their deeds could be shown to them. So whosoever done a speck's weight of good things will see it. And whosoever has done a speck's weight of evil will see it. So whatever is, whether very small amount or big amount, good or bad, all of them are recorded in the record of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be shown on that day. Allah says in Surah An-Najm, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. For a man, for the human being, there is nothing except what he endeavors, he or she endeavors. And the endeavors will be shown. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And then he will be given the full recompense, full reward for that. And to your Lord is the ultimate return. وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. Now it is when we say, do good deeds, عَمَلْ صَالِح, very often people think عَمَلْ صَالِح means only prayers, the acts of devotion, salat, siyam, zakat, hajj, or few other good things. They think that this is what the good deeds are. But actually, good deeds in Islam, everything that you do, if you do it in the right way, it is Islamic. It is religious. Because Islam distinguishes, of course, between the ibadah and between business, between other activities, but at the same time considers everything is, if you do it in the halal way, if you do it in the right way, you will receive the reward for that. So you will receive the reward if you do halal business. You will receive the reward if you eat halal food. You will receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you do study in the right way. And you have sports in the right way. Whatever the thing that people consider as secular, worldly. For Muslim, if they are done in the halal way, then they are religious. And the reward will be, inshallah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. It is reported by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, قالت مر على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل فرأى أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جلده ونشاطه فقالوا يا رسول الله لو كان هذا في سبيل الله فقال إن كان خرج يسعى على ولده صغارا فهو في سبيل الله وإن كان خرج يسعى على بوين شيخين كبيرين فهو في سبيل الله وإن كان خرج يسعى على نفسه يعفها فهو في سبيل الله وإن كان خرج يسعى رياء وفاخرة فهو في سبيل الشيطان وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يحب إذا عمل أحدكم عملا أن يتقنه. Very beautiful, very powerful hadith emphasizing the right thing. What is the Islamic concept of good deeds? What is the Islamic concept of righteous action? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that a man was passing by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba looked at him and they saw his zeal, his enthusiasm, the way he was going and the way he was acting. They saw his jalad wa nishat. The person was very active. Whatever he was doing. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, if this kind of zeal and this kind of effort was in the path of Allah, thinking in jihad, if he was then doing that, what a nice thing it would have been if he was doing that. The Prophet ﷺ said, if he is out to earn for his little children, to provide for them, that is fi sabilillah, that is from the path of Allah. And if he is out to take care of his old parents, provide for them, that is also fi sabilillah. And if he is out to earn for himself so that he would not beg, do not ask other people to help him, that is also fi sabilillah. So here you can see the concept of fi sabilillah is enlarged, given in a broad meaning of fi sabilillah. So fi sabilillah is also going to business. Fi sabilillah is also going to take care of your family. Fi sabilillah, take care of yourself. That's also fi sabilillah. However, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Wa in kana kharaja yas'a riya'an wa mufakharatan fa huwa fi sabil ash-shaytan." But if he has gone out so that he'll show off, brag, I have this much, you have this, I have more than you, all of these kind of things that people do when they earn the money, that is shaitan's way. That's shaitan's way. So there is fi sabilillah and there is fi sabil shaitan. What is fi sabilillah is do things in the halal way, in the right way, in the good way, for a good purpose, for the good cause. And of course, keep a balance between your duties, as we call them, huquq. Huququllah, huququl ibad, and huququl ashiya. Huququllah are that your duties towards Allah, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. That is your prayers, your fasting, your zakat, your hajj, all the other religious obligations, you do them. That is, of course, huququllah. And then also huququl ibad. The duties towards other human beings, especially to your parents, your spouse, to your children, to your other relatives, and also to your neighbors, to your co-workers. So there are various people in your circle of relationship, taking good care of them, being good to them. That is also fi sabilillah, and that is a good deed that you have to do that. And then also being good to the animals, being good to the environment, being good with to the resources, water, the air. So don't pollute those things, don't waste those things, don't make corrupt the environment. This is also part of religious deeds. So the concept of religious deed in Islam is a very wide concept. And it is important that people pay attention to this. And this is something that you should do continuously. And the reward is in doing. The reward is not in seeing the result yourself. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إن قامت الساعة وبيد أحدكم فسيلة فإن استطاع أن لا يقوم حتى يغرسها فليفعل فإن له بذلك أجر. If the last hour comes and one of you is going to plant a palm, date palm tree, if you can not get up without planting it, go ahead, continue planting it. And you will receive the reward for that. Now you can imagine the last hour is coming, and if you are going to plant, you will not see the result. The world is going to come to an end, because it takes 5-6 years for a palm tree to develop and grow and bear fruit. But Rasulullah said, do that. Don't get up. Continue and plant. You will receive the reward for that. The reward is for doing the right good, right action, good action. That's the reward. So what is important in understanding what is Islamic work, what is Islamic thing? Because, I mean, there's a lot of propaganda against Islam. And some Muslims have misconception. People think whatever Muslims do is Islam. So a lot of wrong things they see happening in the Muslim world by some Muslims, and its name is given Islamic. Some people arrange and organize themselves and they call their area Islamic State, so that becomes Islamic State, even though it's totally un-Islamic. Some people do behave in a wrong way, do the acts of violence called Islamic violence, Islamic terrorism. So Islamophobes are using that, and some Muslims think that also. So it is important to understand that there are certain principles, certain rules that have to be observed. Then a thing will be Islamic, not simply because somebody who belongs to the Muslim community or who has the Islamic name or claim to have Islam, Muslim, then that thing is Islamic. So first thing is, that is emphasized is, that Muslims should be active. Muslims should do good things. Second thing is, there is no need to divide and make a sharp division. There is a distinction, but not dichotomy between what is religious and what is not religious. So do anything that is good. All things that are good, you do that, including, of course, your prayers, your fasting, your devotion, and all of these things. But beside that, you also do many other things that are beneficial for yourself and as well as for others. And the third thing is, every good deed is valuable, whether you may see the fruit or not. Muslims do not work only to see the results here in this world. Our goal is that our deeds are accepted in the hereafter. And the reward comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately. And the deeds must be righteous. Righteous means approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by according to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. All deeds should be done with sincerity. If the hadith says, إِذَا كَانَ هَذَا خِلِيَاءً وَمُفَاخَرَةً فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So it's not for show off. It's not to have publicity. The thing is, do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your intention sincere, with ikhlas. And also, it should be done with ihsan and itqan. Ihsan is doing it in an excellent manner. Itqan is doing it in a perfect manner. As much as you can. Do it that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَنْ يُتْقِنَهُ. Allah loves that. When you do something, do it in a very nice manner. As much as possible, according to your capacity, as much you can, do that. So ihsan and itqan. And also, right actions are those that promote good for all. So promoting the good is righteous action. And also negating and eliminating the evil is also righteous action. One is called Amr bil Ma'ruf, and the other is called Nahi anil Munkar. Commanding what is right, enjoining what is right, and forbidding what is wrong. So stopping the evil is also a righteous action. And make every effort to stop that. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بَيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. The famous hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, if you see some evil, stop it by your hand. Take action to stop it. If you cannot, then speak against it. If you cannot, if you have some place, some society where there is no freedom of speech, you cannot say it, then at least don't accept it in your heart. Feel that this is wrong. In your heart you can say that this is wrong, and as soon as I have the opportunity, I will do that to correct it, to remove it. But that is the problem. That is the weakest situation. That is the weakest situation of a believer. But whatever you have possibility, do that. And another thing that we have to know, that the righteous actions are those that are done with knowledge, wisdom, planning, and persistence. And that is part of ihsan and itqan. That you have to know that. What you are doing, you must know. Use wisdom and use patience and persistence. Sometime, a small act, if it is done persistently, regularly, it will succeed. A small effort succeeds if it is done in the proper manner. And then also, righteous actions are those actions whereby you fulfill the huquq, as you mentioned before. And we must keep in mind priorities. There are certain things that are fard, some things are sunnah, some things are mubah, some things are nafl, some things are haram, some things are makruh. So this is kind of category. We have to understand that. Don't neglect the fard in order to do the nafl. And if somebody is doing a lot of nafl, but ignoring the fard, that is playing with the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with that. That whatever he has made fard, somebody is neglecting that. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَرَائِضَ فَلَا تُضَيِّعُوهَا. Allah has put certain obligations upon you. Do not neglect them. Do not ignore them. So one has to understand this categorization, this categories of good deeds. Some of them are fard, some of them are sunnah, some of them are nafl, some of them are only mubah, and some of them are haram and makruh. And also we must keep in mind the maqasid, the objectives of the sharia. Objectives, not simply the act for the sake of act, but what is the objective. And our ulama have identified the maqasid of all Islamic rules, and they have mentioned there are five maqasid. One of them is protection of life. The second is the protection of property. The third is the protection of honor or family. And the fourth is the protection of honor and then family. And the fifth one, of course, your religion. So these are the major maqasid recognized, identified by great scholars like Imam Ghazali, Imam Juwaini, and others. So those maqasid should be remembered. And another aspect is that remember the ma'alat. Ma'alat means, and they call it fiqhul ma'alat. It is a fiqh. It is a kind of understanding of the law of Islam. Understand what is going to happen if I do that. What will be the consequences of my action? And you have to understand that, consequences of action. When you say something, when you do something, think about it. How is it going to affect? What is going to happen to you, to the Muslim community? In what area you are living? What is happening? So all this is called ma'alat. So maqasid, olawiyyat, and ma'alat. So fiqhul maqasid, fiqhul ma'alat, and fiqhul olawiyyat. The objectives, priorities, and the results and endings. The consequences. And then remember that if you do something in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Those who believe and do the good deeds, we shall not waste the reward of those who do good deeds. Those who do nicely their good deeds. Inna ladina amanu, in the same surah, surah ends, surah Al-Kahf ends with that. Inna ladina amanu wa amilu salihat, kanat lahum jannatul firdaus nuzula. Khalidina fiha la yabghuna anha hiwala. Qul law kana al-bahru midadan li kalimati rabbi, lanafida al-bahru qabla an tanfada kalimati rabbi, walau ji'na bimislihi madada. Qul innama ana basharun mislukum yuha ilay, annama ilahukum ilahum wahid. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Conclusion of the great surah, Suratul Kahf, that we recite. Many of us recite on Suratul Kahf, on Fridays. And it has great stories. Stories of the people who are doing the work of devotion. People of Kahf, they suffered for that, but they did it in the right way. A story of patience that Musa alayhi salam learned in the company of Khidr alayhi salam. A story of the great king Zulqarnain and how he used his power to help the poor and the needy. He had that. And a story of the people, the people of the two garden, who had the wealth, who had power. This one of them did not use that in the right way, did not help the poor and the needy, so lost everything. So all these stories remind what is the proper action and how the action should be taken. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path and help us. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. Today is the first of Sha'ban. الحمد لله. And so we are approaching the blessed month of Ramadan. So prepare yourself spiritually, emotionally. Think about it, talk about it. And make all the preparation, physical preparation, spiritual preparation, any kind of preparation that you need to do, so that we all, inshallah, individuals and families and communities, benefit this great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yubashshiru ashabahu bihulul Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu used to give the sahaba the good news of the coming of the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah that the pandemic is almost over and things are coming to the normal. So inshallah, here at the Islamic Society, we'll be inshallah celebrating the month of Ramadan in a normal way, as we used to do with our iftar together, with our Taraweeh prayers and other activities that will be happening, Qiyamul Layl, many other things that we used to do inshallah are going to come back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in that way inshallah. Also, as you know, that media, the Western media, has used, some of them have used, the very racist, made racist comments about what is happening in Ukraine. When the Russians have attacked Ukraine, and we of course condemn that, and we are against war, we are against this violence that is happening in Ukraine, but some in the Western media, they use that, they're doing that to the Western people, they're doing that to the Europeans. This is not like Afghanistan, this is not Iraq, this is not this and this is not that. Those uncivilized people, those people who are not white, this happened there. So it means like bombing in those areas, killing those people, that's okay. But bombing Europeans? Europeans bombing Europeans? White people bombing white? This is kind of racism. And that we condemn also. As we condemn the Russian attack on Ukraine, in a similar way, we condemn this kind of sentiment. All human beings, their lives are precious. Every human being. مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بَغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ وَفَسَادٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Those who kill any innocent person, as if they kill all people. So, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the humanity to get out of this double standard, get out of this racism, get out of this division between the people. Humanity should come together. Unless we come together, we cannot overcome the problem that's happening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the people. May Allah guide all of us, inshallah. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'a, Abi Bakrin wa Umar wa Osman wa Ali wa ala al-sayyidain al-shahidain, Abi Muhammadin al-Hasan wa Abi Abdullah al-Husayn wa ala ummihima Fatima al-Zahra wa ala ammahi al-muazzamain al-mukarramain inda Allah wa al-Nas al-Hamzati wa al-Abbas wa ala sair al-Sahabati wa al-Tabi'in ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم وخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم الله استووا واستقيموا استووا واستقيموا please make straight lines be close to each other no more gap alhamdulillah that excuse of gap is no more there so we have to be closer inshallah and that protect all of us الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفذ البحر قبل أن تنفذ كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله We'll have Salatul Janazah inshallah so but also a few announcements and dua for some people outside there is a table for friends of Indus Hospital in Pakistan It's a charity hospital. They do provide all the services without any charge. So please see the table and you will find information about the fundraising dinner they will be holding, inshallah, next week. And also please make dua for people who are not well and people who passed away. Baby Muhammad Haroon, please make dua for the Shifa. Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Naqshuddin Momin, Brother Haysam Bundaqsi, Brother Muhammad Makhdoumi, Brother Ammar Haddadi, Brother Afaq Ahmed, Sister Zainabun Nisa Rauf Vijay, and Sister Ishrat Khan. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifa an la yughadiru saqama. Make dua maqfira for Brother Albertus, Priya Mumbo Bodo from Indonesia, Sister Shagufta Jamil from New York, Brother Masood Akhtar from India, Sister Rahma Ahmed Hogas, Sister Munira Muhammad Abdullah, Brother Lahori Siba. We've been making dua, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him to Akhira, inshallah. Please make dua for him. He was known for our community and has been paralyzed for the past 20 years. His burial will be taking place tomorrow in Corona, but the prayer will be here at 10:30 in the morning. So those of you who can join, please do so. And now we'll be praying, inshallah, Salatul Janaza for Sister Nemat Abzakh. Our condolences to her daughter, Sister Lana Osden, and all family members. The burial will take place in Westminster Memorial Park. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum ya Allah. Rabbi aghfir wa rahamhum wa anta khairul rahimin. Also make dua for the maghfirah of Taj Ashbalul, who passed away yesterday while visiting LA. Our brother from Bangladesh. His burial will be in Corona on Saturday after Zohar prayer at 1:10. He does not have many family friends locally. So brother is asking if any of you can come and join the Janaza prayer tomorrow at Corona Masjid at 1:10 p.m. Barakallahu feekum. So we'll pray Salatul Janaza, inshallah. Immediate family member, any brothers who are here, please, you can come here forward. We have room for at least 6 people only. Faddal. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Faddal. Three people in one line. Yes, come. Yeah, good. Salatul Janaza is four takbirat. First takbir, raise your hand, hold them, recite. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, wa tabarak asmuk, wa ta'ala jadduk, wa jalla sanawuk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. And then second takbir, after that you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And then third takbir, after that make dua. Dua for the maghfirah of the person. He says, Allahumma aghfir lahu warham. Yeah. Yes. First takbir, after that, tasbih, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Second takbir, after that, the salat ibrahimiyah. I'll say it slowly so you can hear that, inshallah. And then third takbir, after that, a special dua for him and for all of us. Allah forgive us. I'll say, if you don't know the dua, you can say, Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma aghfir lahu. And then fourth takbir, and then salam on both sides. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, all of you, remember these duas for your, for anybody. We don't know when the time comes. So you pray for others, and others pray for you, inshallah. So remember these duas. Short duas, they don't take that much. Remember that, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun. اللهم بارك على محمد كما باركت على إنك حميد. الله أكبر. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وذكرنا وانسانا. اللهم نحيته منا فيه الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفيته. اللهم اغفر له ورحمه. اللهم اغفر له ورحمه. اللهم اغفر له ورحمه. رب اغفر وارحمه وانت خير الراحمين. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه. اللهم أكرم نزله والسامح. اللهم اغسل خطاياه بالماء والثلج والبرد. اللهم نقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم جازه بالإحسان إحسانا بالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانك. اللهم ارحمنا إذا سرنا إلى ما صار إليه. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه. بارك الله فيكم. يلا بلش. وعظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزاءكم. إن شاء الله. بارك الله فيكم. يلا بلش. بارك الله فيكم. Yes, wait for a few minutes so that people pray sunnah, then the kind of body will be taken, inshallah. Yeah? Inshallah, barakallahu fiqh.